This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is prepared to intervene militarily to stem the ongoing unrest in Venezuela.
Military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the United States will do. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid violence. We've asked all the parties involved not to engage in that kind of activity. We'd prefer a peaceful transition of government there.
Juan Guaido is the president of the National Assembly that is recognized by the United States and about 50 other countries as the legitimate leader of the South American country. Emanuele Ottolenghi, the senior fellow with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, says Guaido's efforts still have a chance for success.
It's all very confused still, but I think that the fact that Guaido still enjoys significant support internationally and that pressure is being brought to bear on the Maduro regime means that, you know, the transitional government may still have a chance to pull this through.
Pompeo signaled that the U.S. could send troops to Venezuela, drew a quick rebuke from Russia, a strong Maduro supporter. Moscow said Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned Pompeo in a phone call that further aggressive steps by the U.S. in Venezuela would be fraught with the most serious consequences. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are in Beijing for trade talks with China. Now, the two met today with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, the main economic advisor to President Xi Jinping. This round of discussions will be followed by another here in Washington. For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a congressional hearing Wednesday marked by bipartisan acrimony, U.S. Attorney